This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. On this Make a Difference Minute, I have leukemia warrior Lincoln Callis. He has been treated at St. Jude, and he's sharing his story with us today. Can you take us back to when you were first diagnosed with leukemia? How did this discovery happen?
The diagnosis is kind of, it's a story that I'm going to tell for years to come. I always say it's a God thing. To go back 2 months before I was diagnosed, I think it was October when I was diagnosed. September, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. My brother was diagnosed in 2011 with stage 4 neuroblastoma. So my mom always makes Facebook posts to bring awareness to childhood cancer and tell about his story. About August time, I started noticing a little bump on my neck, or like a lump. And I was like, wow, that's weird, because I was at church one night and was just feeling and then noticed it. And I was like, yeah, I've got something wrong, like something's going on. And I was feeling perfectly fine, fishing with friends, going to school, helping with our volleyball team. And as time went on, this anxiety kept coming on, just telling me that I had something wrong. So I did what I knew best. And at night I would say a prayer. I'd ask the Lord to show an outright symptom of if something was wrong to help me. I mean, the anxiety kept growing to the point where my mom wanted to put me on anxiety meds. And we went and got blood work to hopefully make my mind easier about it not being a cancer or anything. 2 days later after that blood work, we got a phone call that my counts were all crazy, like my white blood count was in the 100,000s. We rushed over to Huntsville Hospital, and that's when we found out I was diagnosed with ALL, T-cell. It's a more aggressive form of ALL.
If you would like to support St. Jude and their effort, you can go to stjude.org. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.